everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is April 28th. I almost said 22nd. We're going to leave that blooper in there because it's gosh darn funny. Today is April 28th, and we're doing another daily book of positive quotations by Linda Pacone. Can you guys tell when I'm smiling when I'm doing this? You know, they say that you can. They say that. They, meaning researchers, some researchers say, we're leaving that one in there too because it's funny. Some researchers say that you can tell when someone's smiling. Can you tell when I'm smiling when I'm reading this stuff? I kind of wonder. You know what? Inquiring minds want to know. Today is April 28th for the third time. Today's topic is Who We Are from another daily book of positive quotations by Linda Pacone. The quotation is from Joyce Carol Oates. All right, let's hear what Joyce has to say. It's where we go and what we do when we get there that tells us who we are. Oh my gosh. We're starting the day with a bunch of philosophical stuff. Yes. It's where we go and what we do and when we get there that tells us who we are. We make choices every day about where we go. Sometimes big choices, like where to spend a vacation or to buy a house, but mostly small choices. Where will we get our coffee today? Buy a pair of socks. Load up on groceries. Is anybody thinking about buying socks out there? I know what I'm thinking about when I think of socks. Go Red Sox. Even these ordinary choices say something about who we are. Do we shop at exclusive shops at a local family-owned stores, at chain discount stores, or at co-ops? These choices are not right or wrong, but they do say something about our values. Yes, Linda. Yes, 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 and yes. Have you guys ever thought about, I'm going to go to this store, even though it's further away, because it aligns with my values? Or does it matter? I don't know. You know, there's something to be said about those kinds of basic choices because they're almost like reflexive stuff. Like, where do we go grocery shopping? Which big box store do we go to? Or do we go and shop local? I know that over the holiday time, there's a particular day that is like shop local Saturday kind of thing. And personally, I try to shop as local as I can, you know, small mom and pop places, before I'll go visit a larger establishment. And when we do think about how we make those choices, we can also evaluate, what are we doing that's on autopilot, right? If we look at it from a mindfulness perspective, what choices and decisions are we making that are on autopilot? And do they or do they not reflect our values? And are some things like, don't really matter? It's a really good question. Now, somebody might say, okay, this is really super deep. Why do we even need to think about this? Well, it reminds me of another message that I've heard about what you eat is what you fuel your body with. And where we go and what we do and what we choose not only reflects who we are, but it also cultivates an energy that grows. So what kind of stuff are we growing? What kind of stuff are we growing? And I'll be completely transparent. There are places that I flat out won't go to. I flat out won't go to. Nope, won't support them whatsoever. They don't deserve my dollar. Nope. There's a particular gas station chain. I haven't bought gas at that establishment, since in the 90s. I kid you not. And I made that decision because I needed to get my car repaired and I got shafted. And I said, I'll never buy gas at this place ever again. Now, somebody might say, all right, you know what? You are stubborn. No, I'm just choosing to spend my money someplace else where I get treated better. And no, they've lost my business for, I mean, that was many years ago. And here I am. I drive by one here in the Twin Cities. And I actually think that every time I drive by, I think, you know what? I boycotted you how many years ago? That's just me. But we do. Where do we put ourselves at? And do we place ourselves in places where it says, yes, this is exactly who I am and who I want to be and who I want to continue to be? Just something to think about on this April 28th. All right, here's the quote. Actually, no, not the quote. We're leaving that in here too. I'm only going to do one take on this. Oh my gosh. I hope you guys enjoy these as much as I enjoy doing them for you. All right, here's the affirmation. I will pay attention to where I conduct my daily business and where I go to relax and entertain myself. Do my choices truly reflect my values? Do my choices truly reflect my values? And if they do, all right, more power to you. And if they don't, dig a little deeper and understand why not and why. And, you know, those are some things that people can look at and evaluate and then make some other choices on. Yes. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb at PTSD and Beyond. I'm going to ask you to make a choice. I'm going to ask you to make a choice to go hit that subscribe button as well as to give us a like, put some comments in there. And as always, we're better together. We're stronger together. And take what resonates and go beyond.